Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Promises, Part 1, by A.E. Villa, narrated by Aidan Snow. Chapter 1.
Get him before he goes in that house, Duke!
Quick's deep voice could be heard a half block away. Knowing that his longtime trusted friend was there always made doing the job that much easier. Quick was not only his best friend, but his most efficient bounty hunter. He rarely made mistakes, and his retrievals were almost always clean. Duke saw his bail skipper clear the 4-foot fence, running full speed towards a small ranch-style home whose front yard was littered with toys. Oh no, not kids. Duke only had a second to decide if he could clear that gate. He wasn't a spring chicken at 45 years old and aging what felt like every day. Duke pumped his legs faster and leaped into the air, his back foot just grazing the top of the fence. He landed harder than he wanted, losing speed as he righted himself. Fuck me, that hurt. The young bail skipper dodged a few toys but face-planted into the kiddie pool when he turned to gauge Duke's distance. Double-timing it, Duke hurled himself forward and collided with the kid's back, sending him back down to the wet grass with an angry thud. Air left Duke's lungs with the impact, but he didn't have time to rest. He scrambled to get the scared kid's hands behind his back.
"Stop fighting, Troy," Duke hissed. "It's over. It's over."
After tussling for a few more seconds, Quick was there, coming down on one knee and helping secure the skip's other arm.
"Easy, kid, easy,"
Quick grumbled, his voice like something out of a scary movie. Duke let Quick take over and Crab walked backwards, plopping down on his ass to drop his head between his knees, still gasping for breath.
"You all right over there?"
Quick laughed, his green eyes glistening with humor while zip-tying their skip's hands behind his back.
"Yeah, I'm good, man. But that fucking fence wasn't a great idea."
Duke huffed a breath. When they heard the sound of tires squealing, Duke and Quick both rolled their eyes.
"Why the fuck does he always do that?" "Beats the fuck out of me," Duke shrugged. "It's like the cliché scene in action movies. When the cavalry comes barreling up the street, lights and sirens blaring after all the shit has already gone down."
Quick pulled their skip up to his feet.
"When you gonna let Charlie go, man? He's not feeling this anymore, Duke, and you know it. He hardly shows up to the office, much less for recon, which is his damn job."
Duke raised his hand, cutting off Quick's tirade, because he knew the man could go on for days.
"I'm not firing him. He was my dad's right-hand man, and when I took over this business, I swore that Charlie would always be welcome." "This is a business, Duke. Now that Judge is gone and you're back in the field again, we all need to be capable, or someone's gonna get hurt. This ain't a barber shop, dude. No loitering."
Quick urged.
"Shut up. Here he comes. Duke, we'll talk about this later. Now shush." "Boss, you okay? Got here as fast as I could. There was traffic on Cascade Ave,"
Charlie said, out of breath, like the short walk from the truck to the yard where they waited took a lot out of him.
"You know you can put the siren on and go through the traffic, right?"
Quick said sarcastically. Duke shot his friend a warning scowl.
"I didn't want to scare anyone," Charlie said defensively.
Duke stood up.
"It's cool, Charlie. Here, load our skip up and get him ready for transport. Call county and let them know we're coming in." "Duke, please, I was gonna go to court, I swear,"
Troy whined. Duke shook his head sadly. Troy was only 20 years old. He'd been arrested more than a few times on petty drug charges since he was 17, and Duke had bailed him out every time. But this was the fourth time in 2 years that Troy hadn't shown up for court, and instead of Duke taking Troy's mom's car, which she'd used as collateral this time, he chose to pick him up. Bail skippers were the most unpredictable defendants they dealt with.
They made a million promises to get out of bail, but once they were released, they had no loyalty. Your court date was 9 days ago, Troy. You're breaking your mama's heart. She hasn't seen you in days. Getting off these streets is the best thing for you right now, buddy. You're gonna have to stay behind bars until your next appearance is scheduled. Quick and Duke stood there talking while Charlie ambled over to the large, gutted-out Silverado and loaded Troy into the back. He should have retired 10 years ago. Quick checked his weapons while they walked back to Duke's truck. Maybe. But everyone doesn't retire at 60 anymore, Duke said wearily. No. Most people retire from this job by 50. He can't run at all. His reflexes are non-existent. He shouldn't be in the field like that. It's dangerous, Quick retorted. Hey, maybe we can throw him a surprise retirement party and just have him show up to realize he's the guest of honor. Duke laughed, slapping his friend on his broad shoulder. I don't think that'll work. You'd better think of something. Quick got in the passenger side of Duke's F-350. They followed Charlie, driving less than 40 miles per hour to the jail, so Duke could make sure the paperwork was done correctly. As much as he hated to admit it, Quick was right. Charlie was having a hard time pulling the hours needed to do the job. His eyesight hindered him when using the computers and especially doing surveillance. He'd have to come up with a tactful way to retire Charlie. If his hunters didn't want to have Charlie in the field covering their backs, he had to do what made his employees feel safe. That's fucked up about Troy, huh? Quick threw his last dart, this one hitting in the outer ring of the bullseye. He pumped his fist and went to the board to count up his points. Duke drank another gulp of his dark lager and took up his spot to throw next. Yeah, it is. Never thought he'd skip on me. He used to always show up for court, but he's changed in the last year or so. He's caught up in that crowd. I really feel for his mom, you know. That woman's been through enough. Duke stood about 8 feet back and aimed to throw his first dart. This was their ritual after securing a bail skipper or bounty. They needed to unwind and have a little fun. Since they were both older and single, their night of fun usually consisted of beers, darts, pool, sometimes watching a game at their favorite sports bar. Random conquests never made the list. Duke had been there, done that. That ship had sailed when his last chance to fall in love hightailed it out of his bed and into the arms of a hotshot detective right here in Atlanta. Speaking of, Judge was supposed to be meeting us here. Quick snorted. He can't get away from that hottie long enough to meet up. Duke jerked his head back, a coy smile curving his lips. You think Detective Michaels is hot? Quick flicked him off. Not in that way. Well, if I went that way, you know, he's no Brad Pitt. I mean, he's not ugly. If I was that way, but I'm not. So, shut the hell up. Duke threw the dart, not really caring where it landed. He better get in here soon so he can update me on the new case. I still can't believe you let him run your PI business after what he did to you. Duke threw his last dart and sat down next to his friend. He didn't do anything to me. He met someone and fell for him. What did it have to do with me? But weren't y'all sleeping together at the time? You were practically in love. Hey, Duke cut Quick off. I wasn't in love with Judge. I liked him. We had a comfortable arrangement. That's it. It was nice for a time, and then it was over. Mm-hmm. He's a good man and a damn good business partner. A real man doesn't let petty shit, like the loss of good sex, fuck up his money. I needed someone to run that side of my business, and Judge is the best man for the job. Mm-hmm. Quick hummed again, with his beer bottle to his lips. Quick's tone said it all. He was calling Duke on his bullshit. But Duke needed to say those things about Judge out loud over and over. I don't need Judge. I especially don't need love. anything to get through the long, lonely nights. He'd had to admit to himself, though, that he'd probably liked Judge a whole lot more than he let on, but the man had made his choice, and it wasn't Duke. How could he compete with a guy that was 20 years his junior? He was guessing. He had no clue what Michael's actual age was, with his perfect hair and exciting job. He was smart, adventurous. What the fuck am I doing? Duke frowned. He didn't need to think about them. Anyway, he better let us know what's up soon. I'm a partner in this business too, and I don't give a damn if he has David Beckham in his bed. He needs to keep us up to date with what's going on over there. Monthly reports were a stipulation when he agreed to run the Atlanta PI office. Quick signaled for the waitress, ordering them another round of beers. Duke grinned, watching his friend. What? Duke grumbled. You think David Beckham is hot too, huh? You know, not being gay and all, you sure do have an arsenal of guys in your mental bank that you think are hot. You're an asshole. Quick threw a few bar nuts at him, making him laugh and forget about his loneliness, if just temporarily. On another note, guess who's on his way home this weekend? Duke stopped his beer midway to his mouth. Who? Vaughn, Quick smiled proudly. No shit. He's done with school already? Man, he was done with school 6 months ago. He's been studying to take the bar, which he just passed, so he's coming home. Wait, how come I wasn't invited to the graduation? He graduated during the summer, so he opted out of the ceremony. You know Vaughn, he's all about just getting shit done and moving forward. Duke chuckled softly. I think I do remember that about him. How old is he now? 31, going on 61. That boy's always been too damn mature. I remember that, too. So he's coming to Atlanta. He knows you left Charleston with me, right? Yep. Says he wants to spend more time with his old man now. Possibly look for work here. And Remy is cool with this? She's his mom, man. Remy's had him his whole life, while I got scraps. Some weekends and occasional holidays, then only a year after high school he was off to college, and then Europe to study abroad and right into a rigorous law program. It's like I'm finally getting a chance to have some time with him now. Duke nodded his head in understanding. Vaughn was Quick's sole purpose for living. His son was everything to him, so Duke was happy for him. Damn. He hadn't seen Vaughn in a few years. Every time he came to visit during school breaks, Duke was gone on a retrieval or out of town. He's really something, Duke. A chip off the old block. Wait until you see him. Quick beamed. Chapter 2 Sounds like everything is going good, man. Duke sat at his desk searching for an appropriate graduation gift, while Judge updated him on the status of the PI side of his business. He'd been Duke's bail bonds for almost 15 years, but last year he added on and private investigations, along with a separate office in downtown Atlanta. Even though he'd moved his business from Charleston, North Carolina because of their ancient laws regulating bounty hunting, he still rarely saw Judge, which was okay with him. Atlanta was plenty big enough for the both of them. Yeah, we're good. I'm going over this contract for a sales consulting firm. They suspect embezzling within their upper ranks. Duke's eyebrows rose, and he paused his Amazon perusal. No shit. Yeah, man. They're offering a shit ton of money to retain us, and even more if we find evidence. Nice. You gonna outsource this job? All the guys are on other assignments, right? Duke murmured. I'll handle it. Don't worry. I'll find the right guys for this one. Sounds good, man. You all right, Duke? You sound a little... I don't know. Duke shook it off, tried to add some pep to his voice. Talking with Judge, though it happened rarely, always messed with Duke's head.
Not a lot, but some. That dark, brooding timber that used to make his cock weep was wafting through his phone intercom system in Dolby. Made it sound like Judge was in the room with him. Duke wasn't hard, but he sure missed those days sometimes.
I'm gonna let you go, Judge. Sounds like you got everything handled.
Naturally. Duke laughed.
Hey, you want to come over to the house? Austin is having his team over for fight night on Saturday. You haven't seen all the renovations we've made to our place yet.
Our place. Duke pinched the bridge of his nose.
I know. I've been meaning to. You guys have done a lot over there, but Quick's son just came home and he wants me to get up with him on Saturday.
Well, let me know when you want to come by, all right?
Sure thing,
Duke said, and ended the call. He liked to think he wasn't bitter. Judge had found someone who made him happy. Made him a different man, if Duke was being honest. A better man. He wouldn't hate on that just because it left him high and dry. Duke didn't do jealousy.
With a resigned sigh, Duke turned back to his desktop and looked through graduation gifts. He wondered for the millionth time if it was a silly idea. Vaughn wasn't some 18-year-old graduating from high school. The guy was a lawyer now. Duke turned his executive chair to face the full glass patio door. He opened the top drawer of his wet bar and removed a fresh Cuban. He stepped from his home office out onto the deck that overlooked a dark, dense forest. He'd been working from home for the past few days. He'd sent a couple of his other guys on some bonds, but thank goodness they hadn't had any jumpers this week. Duke needed the time alone. He'd gotten a call from Quick that Vaughn's flight had arrived safely, and they were having dinner at one of Duke's favorite restaurants. But he'd declined the invitation to join them, wanting to give them some bonding time. Which meant Duke was left to do what he usually did on any given night, turn on an old movie and cook a meal for one. It was after 2 in the morning, and Duke had enough of Die Hard for one night.
Damn. How many of those movies did he make? He murmured, moving around his condo, turning off lights and locking up.
He could still hear the quiet, soothing sound of jazz music filtering through his neighbor's wall and into his bedroom.
From what Duke knew of his young neighbor, he played concert piano and saxophone and was a music major at Clark University. Some variety of music could always be heard wafting from his place, and Duke just thanked the gods that his neighbor wasn't an aspiring rapper. Jazz, he could handle. He turned on the high-powered showerhead in his master bathroom and stepped in while it quickly heated up. He washed up efficiently, pausing just briefly to pay extra attention to his sensitive balls. Leaning against the warm tiles, he leaned his head back and let the water beat on his chest while he gently stroked himself. It wasn't done with real purpose. It was simply to make him feel a hint of euphoria. He hadn't beat one off in weeks, not in the mood. He actually wouldn't mind a damn good release right then, but a part of his brain kept reminding him how pathetic he'd become. And then, like clockwork, there went his erection. After drying off, he pulled back the covers on his king-sized bed and climbed in naked. Lying in the dark, listening to muffled sounds of jazz, his phone buzzed with a missed message. It was almost 3 a.m. It had to be a bond request. Scrubbing his hands over his face, he woke up his phone and saw it was a message from Quick. Not bothering to read the message, he immediately dialed his number, hitting the speakerphone.
Hello, Duke. Long time no hear.
What the?
Who's this?
The sexy, deep chuckle that came through his speaker and resonated in his groin had him frowning at his body's reaction.
It's been way too long.
It has been a long time. My father is in the bathroom, so I picked up when I saw your name on the screen.
Shit. It's Vaughn.
Nope. Definitely not the young-sounding, scrawny high school geek he remembered.
Damn. Sorry, Vaughn. I didn't recognize your voice. You've grown. I mean, you're older. No, you're just sure sound different.
Duke rolled his eyes at his ridiculous rambling.
Interesting,
Vaughn said sensually, his voice a deep melodic purr.
Although it's been 3 years, you sound just like I remember, Duke. So how have you been?
Duke's mouth was hanging open, and it took him a second to realize he was talking to his best friend's son, not some phone sex operator. He had to clear his throat before he could continue.
I've been real good. Business is good, of course. I'm sure your dad told you all about it.
Yes, he did. But I'd like to hear it from you. Duke frowned again. Either it had been a while, or he was imagining the flirtatious tone of the conversation. Had to be. Duke remembered those days. Guys or girls, it made him no difference. Vaughn was in his early 30s. He'd flirt with a damn mailbox if it was designed prettily enough. Duke finally got himself together.
So, what was Quick calling me for at this hour?
He wanted you to come join in on the fun. We're at Harry's, but I think we're going to call it a night. I have an interview, and I'm sure y'all have work to do.
Duke couldn't get over how mature Vaughn sounded.
He'd been in the kid's life since he was a teen, since his freshman year in high school. He knew the guy would grow up to be amazing. He'd always had a level head, never got caught up in the bullshit that so many kids did these days. He looked forward to talking to him again.
Yeah, I'm going into the office tomorrow to wrap up for the week. I won't keep your dad long, though. I'm sure y'all have plenty to catch.
Hold on 1 second, Duke. Vaughn cut over him. He heard the smooth man talking to someone who he presumed was their server.
Thank you, honey, you were great.
Then that deep, sexy chuckle.
No, I'm good. Just the check, love.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back. You still there, Duke?
Damn. Was he?
Yep, just like he thought. 30-year-olds loved to flirt and see if they could get a rise from you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Duke was ready to end this conversation. He was feeling some type of way for having Wood while talking to Quick's son.
I'm gonna hit the hay. I'm exhausted.
I see. Boyfriend keeping you up late?
Duke smirked. How cute.
Can't exactly say that.
I sure wish, though.
His comment was met with silence, and Duke thought that maybe he'd grossed the kid out until a moan, almost too soft to hear, reached his ears. And Duke wondered if Vaughn was doing something, maybe with someone else while he was on the phone, until he spoke again.
What else do you wish for, Duke?
Oh, what? Duke stammered in response to the loaded question.
Oh, never mind. I'll find out soon enough. Vaughn said casually.
Duke laughed, more from nervousness rather than anything striking him as funny. There was no mistaking Vaughn's coy tone.
Good night, Duke. Sleep well.
The next thing he knew, the line was dead. Duke was speechless. Fuck. And hard. Chapter 3 Vaughn didn't bother telling his dad that Duke had called. He laid in bed that night, thinking about his plan. He'd been attracted to his father's friend since he first brought him around. Even then, Vaughn knew his true orientation, because Duke could make him hard as steel just by entering the room. All that before the man spoke a word in that deep southern down-home drawl. He didn't sound like a hick, but sort of like a hot cowboy. Vaughn shook his head as he ran his large hand down the smooth patch of hair in the center of his chest, all the way to his cock. He pulled on his considerable length a couple times, imagining Duke kneeling next to him, watching him pleasure himself. When he was a junior in high school, he'd come over to his dad's on the weekends, praying that Duke would come by. Whenever he did, Vaughn would have to restrain himself from confessing his love, knowing Duke wouldn't reciprocate. Would have nothing to do with a kid. At that age, Vaughn couldn't have taken being laughed at or cooed at for having a, what grown-ups considered, puppy love crush on the older man. Instead, he'd observed Duke from afar, touching himself as he watched Duke and his dad play catch in the backyard, daydreamed about Duke sneaking into his room while everyone else was downstairs enjoying the barbecue. Shit. He had a ton of jerk-off material. He paused mid-stroke, his back arching from the intense feeling of anticipating having Duke soon. He wouldn't beat off, not now. He'd wait. Let all the pent-up want and need for the man he was destined to have build until he got what he had desired for so long. He'd just known that when he came home, Duke would be playing house with that big bastard judge. Imagine his surprise when he called during finals last year and his father told him that Judge had fallen in love with someone else and chose to end the arrangement he had with Duke. Vaughn had wanted to pump his fists in victory, knowing that Judge had been his only real competition. But his celebration was short-lived when his dad told him how upset Duke was. He'd told him that he tried to hide it from everyone, but when he thought no one was looking, Duke got a real forlorn look on his face. It took everything in Vaughn not to leave school right then and run back to Atlanta to comfort Duke. He couldn't, not then. He had to be a man when he went back. Wouldn't give Duke an excuse to associate him with the kid he was when he saw him last. He was tall like his father, 6'2", built strong, with tightly packed muscles, cropped dark hair that required little product, and then his best asset, his mind. He was brilliant. A force to be reckoned with, his law school mentor would say. Now he was back to finally claim his reward. While he wasn't a virgin by any means, he needed to be good when he got Duke, wanted to know how to give him the pleasure he deserved, but Vaughn had never given his heart to anyone.
"You want breakfast?" his father called out from the kitchen after Vaughn had poured himself a cup of coffee.
"Sure, just something quick. I have to be there by 9.
Vaughn smoothed down his pale pink and ivory-striped tie. He opened up the newspaper already on the table and went for the finance section first to check on his stocks. That would be quickly followed by the real estate section, so he could find his own place.
"You're dressed like a model, not a DA," his dad said, setting a plate of fluffy scrambled eggs and toast in front of him. "Where'd you get that suit?"
"Barcelona. Why, what's wrong with it?"
Vaughn looked down at the charcoal-gray, immaculately tailored suit. His light pink-collared shirt matched the tie perfectly. His gray Donna Karan lace-up Oxford dress shoes set off the entire look.
"Nothing's wrong with it. It's nice. Real sharp."
"You think Duke will like it?"
Vaughn said cheekily. His dad groaned loud, plopping down in the chair next to him.
"You're still intending on going through with this plan?"
"I most certainly am. And you said you wouldn't intervene."
"I know what I said. I just..."
"I don't..." "Spit it out, Dad.
I don't want you to get hurt.
I can handle this."
Duke's had eyes for only one man as long as I've known him. And even though Judge is gone, I haven't seen Duke date anyone else, even glance at another man. He might still be pining.
Vaughn watched his father run his hands through his overgrown hair.
"I don't want him using you as a rebound guy, or some boy toy."
Vaughn frowned, setting down the paper.
"You really think that's the kind of man your friend is?"
"No," Quick sighed.
"Okay, then."
Vaughn went back to eating, careful not to get any crumbs on himself.
"Just leave it to me. I'll gauge if he's still hung up on that dumbass."
"Judge is far from dumb.
He left Duke for someone else. That spells dumb to me."
"Boy, you got it bad."
His dad laughed at him.
"I can't believe I gave you all those updates on Duke when I should have been discouraging this whole crush thing."
Vaughn poured his dad some more coffee, getting his attention.
"First off, this is not a crush. Second, I need you to support this or else Duke will fight it."
Vaughn looked at his dad pointedly.
"You promised."
Quick waved him off.
"I know, I know. I'm not against it, okay?"
"Not against doesn't mean support."
"Vaughn, I said okay." "Go now. You're going to be late."
Vaughn grabbed his briefcase. "Remember, don't tell Duke I'm coming by today."
"You're a two-"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?